Procon Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Yes. Our friend Steve Stone joins us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago White Sox broadcaster. And first we start with what I believe is at least some better news about Danny Farquhar, who collapsed Friday night in the dugout. We were being told by his doctors that he had an aneurysm in his brain.
Yeah.
And he's undergone at least one surgery to relieve the pressure in his brain, and that he is seeing, he does have sensation in his extremities. He is communicative with doctors and responding. So that tells us that that still not out of the woods yet, but that's pretty good news, is it not, Steve?
It is very good news, and I can say that I think it was more than one surgery, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But the point is that when the doctor comes out and said that he is encouraged by the progress, you'd have to say that is not only good, but that's outstanding news, because there were some dark days at the ballpark, and the fact that both his wife and his mother were at the game, and the fact that the medical staff of the Chicago White Sox undoubtedly saved Danny Farquhar's life.
Oh.
They got to him quickly. Unfortunately, it would happen in the dugout. That's the best part of what happened, because had he gone into the locker room and gone into the shower and been in the shower by himself, I don't think he would have made it. But the fact it happened where it happened, when it happened, allowed the medical personnel, Herm Schneider and his crew, and then the EMTs that are always in close proximity to the field to get him oxygen, try to maintain brain function as long as they could, and do what they did to get him to rush as quickly as they did, probably saved not only his life, but possibly saved some impairment. And we don't know how Danny's going to come out. Everybody thinks about it in terms of his baseball career.
Yeah.
But he is literally in a fight for his life.
Mm-hmm.
And we worry about that first. He's got three children. He's got a wonderful family. We worry about him coming back as a functioning human being first, and I think he's going to be able to do that. Then we'll worry about the baseball aspect afterward. But so far, what looked really dark for a couple of days now is starting to brighten up a lot.
Talk about that, Steve, because we have had some reassuring news, and I know White Sox fans have been sending well wishes directly to Guaranteed Rate Field, get well with Danny, and they're receiving the mail for him, and he feels that fan support and love. But there's some positive news in terms of him responding to questions and commands, and signs that there's some good news post surgery.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Let's talk about, and again, I think a lot of people need to understand when it happens like it did. And suddenly, without any, he'd walked off the mound, right? He was sitting.
Yeah.
And then he lurched forward. I think it was Rick Renteria who said that he was holding him up from falling down. He had the medical response as immediate as it was. And this is not the kind of thing that they would initially be able to be ready for, right? They're ready for a lot of things, mostly orthopedic kind of circumstances. But to have a brain aneurysm is just a really unusual circumstance. And how quickly that medical staff, to your point, Steve, how quickly that medical staff was able to assess what they were dealing with and make sure that, and the protocols of making sure people, you want to make sure they're breathing, you want to make sure they continue to breathe, you want to make sure there's oxygen. That's the first most important thing. But just amazing work on their part, and to go to Rush, which has one of the best neurological surgery departments in the world,
right, and not all that far away,
right, is a pretty great thing. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with Danny and his family, his three kids, his wife, his mom, everybody who was in attendance there. So
absolutely,
so all of that. All right, let's talk to Steve Stone. But we were just talking with our own Kevin Powell here as he stepped into the studio. It seems to me, and am I wrong about this, Steve, that
tell you, though.
Oh, yeah, I know you will. After the Sox, their home opener, and they had a really, the first 8 2/3 innings of that home opener was fantastic. And they were, this is a young team that really has to spark itself on its own emotion here, because you got a lot of young raw talent, but it's got to come together and it's got to have the right environment in which to flourish. And it seems to me that there was something about that. They've not been really, I have not felt like this team is really gelling since that moment.
I don't think you can go back to that point. I think quite obviously when you're 4-14, you got lots of problems. This team doesn't play defense very well. They don't pitch very well. They haven't hit very well. Their base running has not been good. If that happens in all four aspects of the game, you're probably going to be 4-14, which this team is. But I defy you to find a team in the middle of a 4 or 5 year plan that does a complete deconstruction before their reconstruction that wins. This team is not supposed to win. It's not going to win. It was never intended to win at this point. It will win when everything is ready to go, and that means that all of these young talents in the minor leagues start to step forward. When they do that, this team is going to start to be assembled. Right now, the process pretty much goes like this. You make your trades, you get your young players in, you take advantage of other people's farm systems, and you move Chris Sale, and you move Adam Eaton, and you move Jose Quintana, and you move a couple of other parts of your bullpen, David Robertson and Tommy Canley and a few others, and you move them out and you bring in young talent. And then what happens is you watch the young talent develop. And in the meantime, your evaluators under Kenny Williams and Rick Hahn, they sit back and they take a look at who should be in the rearview mirror of this organization and who should be moving forward. And they figure out quickly where the advantage is. They have to scout their own system, and they will, and they do a nice job of it. Scouting their own system to make sure you don't move a guy who has a lot of value to you later. And that's what's happening right now. The evaluative process up and down the organization. For guys like Blake Rutherford, who came over from the Yankees, a lot of people haven't heard a great deal about him, but they hear about Michael Kopech. Yes, he's got otherworldly talent. Lewis Robert, another guy with unlimited talent. You look at Eloy Jimenez, who probably is going to be a star in the major leagues if he can stay together, and I think he will. There's a lot of talent down there. There's a lot of talent that is guaranteed only one thing, Ro, and that is to get older, not to get better. There's no guarantee on getting better. But we trust that the organization of the Chicago White Sox and their player development people will take it from the scouting department, and these guys will take those next couple of steps, and they will come up sequentially. We'll see a couple this year. We'll see more next year. We'll see more the year before. They're going to be consequential in 2020. This is going to be a good team in 2020. I think they got a chance to win. I think they definitely have a chance to go to the playoffs. It all depends on the development of these kids. So for everybody sitting back and saying this is a bad ball club, they're exactly right. It is a bad ball club. You cannot go to war with what's on the field right now. But there are some building blocks here to take forward. This is all the evaluative process for Ricky Renteria and his staff, Kenny Williams, Rick Hahn, and their staff. They're taking a look at each and every player, evaluating them on a daily basis. They will make the trades that are necessary. They will not get free agents until those free agents can help a winning team. And to do that, you have to sink the foundation. The foundation is being sunk. It, unfortunately, is not here yet. Anybody that wants to speed the process, take a look at what the Cubs went through for three horrible seasons. Right.
And the Astros.
That Houston team that looked like world beaters, because they are, they lost 111 games a few years back and in a year or so into their rebuild. That's what happens with rebuilding teams. If you want to know what happens with rebuilding teams, take a look here at the ballpark. And this team is what it looks like when you're going through the rebuilding process. And you do a lot of things wrong, but occasionally you see that glimmer. Yeah, this guy's a building block. Yoan Moncada is one of the building blocks. He's going to be here for a long time, but we're going to have to pay a few prices with him because he's not close to the finished product. But when he does, he's going to terrorize American League pitchers, and he's going to be on the base pass tearing things up. He's going to be able to field. He's going to do a lot of things right with power from both sides of the plate. That's one of the building blocks, and we'll have to see who the other guys are.
I feel better now.
Okay, well, just about keeping the kids' heads in it. I mean, mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about that, because isn't that a bit of the play here? Because you got to, these kids have all won, right? I mean, these are the winners. They've made it to the major leagues, and now they have to figure out, you know, how to continue to win here. And you just don't want it to get in their head that they're not, that they shouldn't be there.
A couple of things come into play, Ro, and that is, number one, these are the best players in the world. Even though they might not be all that good right now, these are the best players in the world assembled on this field. And they're here because they have won at every level. They're here because they're exceptional talents. And some of them will fail up here because this is a tough place to play. So there's three things that you have to do, and nobody escapes these three things. If you have a professional organization, you have to teach all of these young kids that you get from high school, you get from the Dominican Republic, you get from Curacao, you get from the Far East, you get from all over the world, you get from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, you get from everywhere. You have to teach them, one, to be professional players. The average professional player never sees a day in the major leagues. After you teach them to be professional players, you hope to be able to teach them how to be major league players. And only a select few get to ever taste what it's like to have big league meal money and to travel in a big league way and to stay at big league hotels. You have to understand the lifestyle. You have to understand the game. The game moves very quickly to guys coming up from the minor leagues. After you've learned those two things, if you're lucky enough to learn those two things, you have to learn how to play winning baseball. That's the key. It's taking professional players and then taking major league players and making them into winning players. And to do that, when it's a ground ball to second base and that's what you need, you have to learn how to hit a ground ball to second base. That's a winning player. When you have to lay down a bunt, you can bunt. That's a winning player. When you have to make a cutoff throw, you don't overthrow the cutoff man. You hit him squarely in the chest and let him make a relay throw. That's a winning player. And slowly but surely, Ricky Renteria and his staff are teaching winning baseball. Now, most of the guys they're teaching it to, they're going to be gone when this team is ready to win. They're not going to be here. There's a couple that will be. But there's guys in the minor leagues who are learning it right now who will come up and have the benefit of a system that's together from top to bottom. With Ricky and his staff and Kenny and Rick and his staff, they're teaching universally guys from the first step in the minor leagues through the major leagues how they want them to play the White Sox way. And so far, there has not been sustained excellence in the White Sox organization. But there will be sustained excellence in the White Sox organization for the lessons they're learning in the minor leagues right now. This is an organization together, rowing in the same direction from top to bottom. It starts with Kenny Williams, goes to Rick Hahn, and starts on down. And on the field, it starts with Ricky Renteria, and goes with Joe McEwing, and Don Cooper, and on down. They're all pulling in the same direction toward one goal. That's bringing another World Series to the south side of Chicago and the Chicago White Sox. And with that in mind, we're going to have to suffer through days like this and days like 4-14 that we've seen. But that shouldn't be a cause for concern for the Sox fans. They should look to the future, as tough as it is, and realize that there is a plan here. There's a plan enacted right now. That plan entails losing a lot this year, losing a lot last year, and probably losing a lot next year before things start to get brighter. Maybe the third month of next season, maybe around the All-Star break, but it'll start to turn. You're going to notice it when it turns, and when it does, there's going to be a lot of bright light ahead, and that's where I think the White Sox organization is headed.
I like the sound of that, and let me just say this, that now that the weather is turning, it's still a very fun night at the ballpark, so you still have that, because you got a lot of stuff to do, and you got the best craft beer selection in all of Major League Baseball. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
And they've got their dogs. They've got the dogs at the park today.
It's dog day at the ballpark, and don't forget the Vienna Beef hot dogs. They're the best in the business.
They are the best. Enjoy Vienna Beef is the best in the business, my friend. There is no question about that.
Bring your dog and get a dog.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. We'll see you tonight.
We'll talk to you later.
All right. There you go. Steve Stone.
I feel better after talking to him.
You can watch him on the TV, and then you can listen to it on the radio right here on 720 WGN. First pitch tonight, 7:10. 7:10.
Boom.
Boom is right. Right now, Violetta, boom, is going to give you the traffic after Judy tells you what's coming up at the top of the hour.